First part. What do I wake up for? Why do I get up? How do I reach the purpose of creation? What is the deficiency for this? What is the creator that I have to attain? How do I attain him? Why do I attain him in the ten? What is the connection between the ten where the Creator is revealed, where the kind of connections between us should be like His nature, that then He dresses in the connection between us? We establish a network of connection between us called divinity. He dresses in the divinity according to equivalence of form as the divine. All these things I have to ensure that I will really be carved for now. That is to be clear how it is. This is why I come to the lesson practically all the time to actualize it.
Shamati
4. We must know that the reason of the heaviness felt when one wishes to work in annulment to oneself before the Creator, and not to care for one's own interests. One comes to the state as if the entire world stands still, and he alone is now seemingly absent from this world, and leaves his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not see before whom one nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. Again, we must know the reason for the heaviness felt when one wishes to work in annulling oneself before the Creator, and not to care for one's own interest. One comes to a state as if the entire world stands still, and he alone is now seemingly absent from this world, and leaves his family and friends for the sake of annulling before the Creator. There is but a simple reason for this, called lack of faith. It means that one does not seem who he nullifies, meaning he does not feel the existence of the Creator. This causes him heaviness. Active workshop. How do we ride together upon that feeling of heaviness and hold on to the Upper One? How can we ride together upon the feeling of heaviness and hold on to the Upper One? We ask of the Creator to help us that it'll be like this, and we give each other importance. That the heaviness is an opportunity for adhesion in the upper one. Mutual concern is the force we give each other in the ten, and the ten gives it back to the person. We actually prepare ourselves for the correct mutual prayer. We need to awaken every friend to know that by awakening the friends, we're awakening the parts of our soul. Not to stop the efforts. We have to remain focused on the questions we read in the preparation. Why are we here? What do we want to attain? If these questions echo in us during the lesson, so we can reach a prayer in the background, that'll let us hold each other up above the heaviness. It's very important to work on increasing the greatness of the friend. Who put him here? Why specifically them? And annul towards them, to try as much as possible to connect through that annulment. Then we can be connected in the upper one. How do we rise together upon the heaviness? So together is the key word here, preparation of the lesson. It's very important that we enter the preparation and try to extract some kind of state of connection and a request for connection between us. And by that, overcome everything that seems as if it's disturbing.
Right, and this is especially by Arvut and the importance that we communicate to each other.
We need to be together to want connection with one another, and then we'll need to have connection with the upper one. And everything that comes will just be an opportunity to strengthen the connection between us and him.
The problem with heaviness is not a problem. The problem is that we don't relate it to the Creator. This is what we should be reminding each other, that it all comes from Him, and specifically in the Ten, we can build the right attitude, that like with the practice towards each other, we can build this attitude of bestowal and relate everything to the Creator.
I'd also say another problem that we don't turn to the Creator, but I guess we want to run from this heaviness, and we don't feel that in the heaviness we can go above reason. We have to appreciate our work, to appreciate the above reason bestowal.
And to appreciate bestowal, I can do this only if there's a sufficiently strong environment that can help create the urgency to go together above the disturbances towards the Creator.
And the force of the environment depends on as much as I try and annul myself towards the friends, the environment that's already in this, and as much force as I can take from this, that compression and extraction we were talking about.
You have to annul before the ten because the friends are already connected and bonded with the upper one. And I just have to see how I suck or extract that force out of them to annul before them. And then as 1:10, we're already in a new connection that we want to ask him to sustain.
What seems to us as heaviness, it comes from separation, from the state of separation, the feeling of separation. So the solution is connection. So come on.
Right. It's the investment in the ten integration, the strength we extract from it to undergo these states.
Yeah, in our current state, we have one choice, to follow Rav and choose the environment and expect the light to help. And the process we were asked about will be able to be actualized.
The light will help if we turn to it. If we each turn to the ten, the ten becomes the place for divinity to dwell. That's the place we can measure towards and request.
To drench ourselves in the writings of our sources, because they are written from perfection, and they are the path and the light.
The request is here and now in this lesson.
אמר השם זכרתי לך חסד נעורייך אהבת גלולותייך אהבת גלולותייך לך דרך אחריי במדבר בארץ לא עוזר רוח לך דרך אחריי במדבר בארץ עוזר רוח כה אמר השם זכרתי לך חסד נעורייך אהבת גלולותייך אהבת גלולותייך לך דרך אחריי במדבר בארץ לא אחריי במדבר בארץ לא